Shalom and welcome to Rambam Yomi. This is Rabbi Mati Novik. Join me as we learn the Rambam's Mishneh Torah, one perek each day.
Today we'll be learning Hilchot Avodah Zarah, Perek Tet. This perek discusses a series of rabbinic prohibitions whose purpose is to distance Jews from Avodah Zarah and from idolaters. As everything in this perek is midrabanan, this perek contains none of the 51 mitzvot listed at the beginning of Hilchot Avodah Zarah. The principle which underlies much of this perek is that because idol worship is forbidden even to non-Jews, the prohibition of Avodah Zarah is one of the seven mitzvot Bnei Noach, we must abstain from any action which may facilitate or encourage a non-Jew to worship his idol or to thank or praise his false god. Halacha Aleph, Shlosha yamim lifnei edehen shel goyim asur likach mehem v'limkor lehen davar hamitkayim v'lelvot mehen ulahalvotan. Ulforan ulhiparamehen milvesh bishtar o sha'ala mashkon, aval milva al pe nifrain mehen, mipneshu kimatzil mi adam, umutar limkor lehem davar sheno mitkayem, kegon yirakot v'tavshil ad yom eidan, bame dvarim amurim, be'eretz Yisrael, aval bishar aratzot eino asur ela yom eidan bilvad, avar v'nasa v'natani mahem, ba'otan hashlosha yamim, harei ze mutar bahanaya.
The perek begins with the topic of the opening Mishnah in Masechet Avodah Zarah. For 3 days before any holiday of Avodah Zarah, and until the end of the holiday, even if the holiday itself spans several days, as the Rambam clarifies in Halacha Gimel, it is forbidden to engage in commerce with an idolater celebrating the holiday. Specifically, one may not buy anything from him, lend him money, borrow money from him, pay back a loan, or collect a loan, because in all these cases, the idolater may thank his false god on his holiday for the money he obtained or will obtain through the transaction. Even collecting a loan from a non-Jew gives him relief from the feeling of indebtedness for which he will thank his god. The one permitted exception is for the Jew to collect a loan which he may not be able to collect in the future, like if the Jew has no documentation, a shtar, or a collateral through which to force collection of the loan. What about selling something to an idolater before the holiday? It is permitted to sell a perishable item, like a vegetable or cooked food, which won't last until the holiday, but not to sell something which will last until then. As for this too, he may thank his God when the holiday arrives and his purchase is still around. This entire din of 3 days before the holiday applies only in the land of Israel, where we are not dependent on non-Jews for our livelihoods, but elsewhere the prohibition applies only on the holiday itself and not before. If someone violates this and transacts with a non-Jew on the holiday, then the proceeds are asur b'hanah. But this is not the case for the 3 days before the holiday, even in the land of Israel. To summarize Halacha Bet, sending a gift to a non-Jew or receiving one from him is forbidden on the holiday itself, unless there is a concern of eva, antagonism and contempt, that may be aroused when one refuses to accept a gift. Even then, it is only permitted to actually use the gift after one ascertains that the goy who gave it is not in fact an idolater who celebrated the holiday. A major question which occupied all the Rishonim on this topic is why this prohibition against transacting 3 days before the holiday, and even on the holiday itself, was not practiced, as indeed it isn't practiced even today. This brings us to the question of whether the dominant non-Jewish religions of Christianity and Islam are considered Avodah Zarah. The Rambam's position on Christianity is clear. Look at Halacha Dalet. Hanotzrim ovdei avodah zarahin, v'yom rishon yom eidamhu, v'fichach asur laseit v'latet imahen be'eretz Yisrael, yom chamishi v'yom shishi, shebechol shabbat v'shabbat, v'ein tzrich lomar yom rishon atzmo, shu asur b'chol makom, v'chein noagin imahen b'chol eidehen. Christianity, the Rambam says, is a form of avodah zarah, and every Sunday is a Christian holiday. Hence, transacting with Christians is forbidden every week from Thursday through Sunday, the holiday itself and 3 days before. That's in the land of Israel, and outside Israel, it is forbidden to transact with them every Sunday. The Rambam is silent here about Islam, which would suggest that he does not consider it Avodah Zarah because it is a monotheistic religion, and this indeed is his view expressed explicitly in one of his responsa. Most Rishonim and Achronim agree that Islam is not Avodah Zarah, and therefore it would be permitted to enter a mosque and benefit from any Muslim religious objects. However, regarding Christianity, we find a greater variety of opinions. Some distinguish between different denominations. Any Christian denomination which rejects the Trinity and worships only one God would not be considered Avodah Zarah. Others, like Tosfot and Sanhedrin, believe that even belief in the Trinity does not constitute Avodah Zarah for non-Jews. because this is an example of shituf, that is, worshipping God together with a foreign deity. For a Jew, such an act would be considered avodah zarah, but for a goy it is not, and it is permitted to him. However, the dominant view remains that of the Rambam, that Christianity is avodah zarah. So in light of this, the Rishon requires some other explanation why this halacha about 3 days before each holiday was not practiced. Tosfot discusses this at length at the beginning of Masechet Avodah Zarah, and among their answers are two which are accepted by the Shulchan Aruch and the Rama. The Shulchan Aruch says that nowadays, that is, hundreds of years ago, and even more so in the modern era, Christians and idolaters in general don't truly believe in their idols as much as those in the time of the Gemara did. And even if they outwardly worship idols, their heart isn't all that into it, and we need not concern ourselves that they will go thank their God because they made some money or succeeded in taking out or paying back a loan. In this context, we can point out the Rambam's psak at the end of Halacha Hey. Let's read it inside. Ein yom ha'ed asur ela lo'uvdin bo bilvad, aval ha'goyim she'smechin bo ve'ochlin v'shotin u'mishamrin oto minhag o mipnei kvod ha'melech, aval hein ein modin bo, harei ilu mutarin laseit v'latet imahen. This halacha only applies to goyim who actually worship the idol whose holiday is being celebrated, not to those who observe the holiday only due to custom or in order to honor the king. It is likely the case that most, perhaps the vast majority, of those who observe Christian holidays today fall into the latter category. The Rama adds that another reason this halacha is in practice today is the concern mentioned earlier of eva, antagonism on the part of the Gentiles if we abstain from commercial interaction with them. On to halacha vav. Dvarim shehein miyuchadin lemin mimine avodah zarah, asur limkor otan lovdei ota avodah zarah shebeoto hamakom leolam, udvarim sheinan miyuchadin la, mochrin otam stam, vim peresh agoy shu kone otan lavodah zarah, asur limkor lo. We are not allowed to sell to idolaters objects like incense, which are typically used as offerings to an idol, because, as explained earlier, we are not allowed to actively help them in their idol worship. In Halacha Chet, the Rambam adds another category of things we can't sell them. Keshem she'ein mochrin legoyim dvarim shemechazkin behen yideyen lavodah zarah, kach in mochrin lehem davar sheyesh bo nezek l'rabim, kigon dubim v'arayot, uchlei zayin, uchvalim v'shal shelayot, ve'ein mashchizin lehem et hazayin, v'chol she'asur l'mochor legoy, asur l'mochor l'Yisrael ha'chashud limkor legoy, v'chein asur limkor klei nezek l'listim Yisrael. We may not sell idolaters weapons or anything else which can be used for violent ends, like a dangerous animal, chains, and a knife sharpener. These also cannot be sold to a Jew who we suspect will sell them to a goy, or to a Jew who is known to be violent himself and may use them in a sinful manner. However, in Halacha Tet, the Rambam adds a caveat. Hayu Yisrael shochnin b'nei ha'goyim, v'chartu lehen brit, mutar lehen limkor klei zayin l'avdei ha'melech, giyasotav, מפני שעושים בהן מלחמה עם צרי המדינה להצילה, ונמצאו מגינים עלינו, שרי אנו שוריין בתוכם. It is permitted to sell weapons to non-Jews in a place where they have a covenant, a brit, with a Jewish community under which they provide protection against foreign enemies. In this case, of course, the weapons are ultimately used to protect everyone, including the Jews. In this prohibition against selling weapons to idolaters, there clearly emerges the assumption, as we'll see again later in the perek, that halacha views idolaters as not only religiously deviant, but as morally reprehensible. In this context, we should mention the very important and oft-quoted opinion of the Meiri, one of the Rishonim from Provence, southern France, in the late 13th and early 14th centuries. The Meiri felt that many of the halachot which appear in Shas regarding non-Jews, including this one about not selling them weapons, refer only to the idolaters at the time of the Gemara, who in addition to believing in idols also lacked a basic moral framework, and as a result acted in a completely depraved and licentious manner. In contrast, Christianity, even if we consider it idolatry, possesses a strong moral component, even if not all Christians, nor indeed all Jews, apply in practice the moral teachings of their religion. Therefore, concludes the Meiri, these halachot about idolaters don't apply at all nowadays. We'll have several occasions in this and the next perek to refer back to this opinion of the Meiri. In Halachot Tet and Yud, the Rambam forbids passing through a city in which an idol is located, as it looks like he is going there to worship the idol. The Ravid and the Shulchan Aruch limit this prohibition to a day which is a holiday for that idol, and when the city is hosting a fair or market. The concern is not that the Jew appears to be going to worship, but that he will actually do commerce with the idolaters on their holiday. To summarize some important details from Halachot Yud Aleph through Yud Dalet, one must be careful when buying or renting from an idolater not to give him money which will ultimately find its way to purposes of idol worship. This includes renting a store owned by a church or some other place of idol worship, and also buying from a non-Jewish merchant who pays a customs tax to the local religious authorities. Otherwise, though, it is permitted to engage in commerce with non-Jews when it isn't just before or during their holiday. Again, the conclusion of the Shulchan Aruch and Ramah is that these halachot don't apply nowadays, either because we consider most nominal idolaters to not really be genuine believers, or because of concerns of antagonism, eva, if we abstain from dealing with local non-Jews. Halacha Tetvav. Goy she'asa mishte livno o levito, asur lehanot misudato, v'afilu lechol ha'yisraeli v'lishtot mishalosham asur, ho'il uv'misibat ha'goyim achalo, u'me'ematai asur lechol etzlo, mishiyatchil lasok ulachin tzorchei suda, v'chol yimei ha'mishte ulachar mishte 30 yom, v'imasa suda acheret ma'achmat ha'nisuin, afilu lachar 30 yom asur, ad 12 chodesh. וכל ההרחק הזה מפני עבודה זרה הוא, שנאמר וקרא לך ואכלת מזבחו, ולקחת מבנותיו לבניך, וזנו בנותיו אחרי אלוהיהן, ויזנו את בניך אחרי אלוהיהן. It is forbidden for a Jew to partake of a wedding celebration which a non-Jew makes for his son or daughter, or for that matter, any meal after the wedding held in celebration of the marriage, even if the food is kosher and no religious activity is taking place, and even if the Jew brings his own food to eat. This gezeira was instituted by Chazal in order to create a social barrier between Jews and non-Jews. It is based on a pasuk in Parashat Ki Tisa, which explicitly links together three phenomena: participating in a meal of a non-Jew, v'kara lecha v'achalta mizivcho, can lead eventually to intermarriage, v'lakachta mibnotav devanecha, which itself leads to a Jew worshipping idols, v'iznu apanecha acharei Elohim. This same concern underlies the prohibition of Bishul Akum that we'll see later in the Mishnah Torah. Halacha Tet Zayin. Bat Yisrael lo taniket benashol nochrit, mipnei shemigadelet ben lavodah zarah, velo tiyaledet hanochrit, aval miyaledet hi besachar, mishum meva, vanochrit miyaledet et bat Yisrael uminikat benah birshuta, kidei shelo tahargenu. Here we see another example, like in the earlier prohibition against selling weapons to idolaters, of the concern of violence and even murder on the part of idolaters. A Jewish nursemaid can help a non-Jewish woman to give birth in a professional capacity, but she may not nurse the non-Jewish baby herself in order to avoid helping to raise a child to idol worship. A non-Jewish nursemaid may only be permitted to help a Jewish woman give birth and to nurse the child if she is supervised to ensure that she does not kill the child. Again, according to the Meiri, this halacha doesn't apply nowadays, as we do not suspect the average modern-day idolater of wishing to murder Jewish babies. In Halachot Yud Zayin to Yud Chet, the Rambam ends the perek with a din of engaging in commerce with a group of people on their way to or on their way back from a temple of idolatry. If this group are non-Jews, then one may not engage with them on their way to the temple, for the same reason that it is forbidden just before their holidays. They may give thanks to their God as a result. On the way back, however, it is permitted. If the group consists of Jews, then halacha is the opposite. On their way to the temple, it is permitted to do business with them, as we do not think they will engage in idol worship. On their way back, it is prohibited, because we are concerned that at the temple, they may have sold to non-Jews either idols or mishamshim, which are asur b'ana to Jews like them, and therefore the money they obtained is demei avodah zarah, payment for avodah zarah, and itself asur b'ana, so we cannot engage in commerce with them and take their money. If the group of people are mishumadim, Jews who regularly worship idols, then it is forbidden to engage in business with them in both directions, as both concerns are relevant. They may thank the idol for their financial success, and any money they obtain from selling idols is forbidden as the demei avodah zarah because they are Jewish. Thank you for joining me in learning today's perek of the Mishnah Torah. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas you'd like to share, I'd be happy to hear from you. Send me an email at mtorahyomi@gmail.com. That's M as in Mishnah, Torah, T-O-R-A-H, Yomi, Y-O-M-I, @gmail.com. Come back tomorrow as we continue with our next perek.